Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm looking for the album to be produced. I've got the album in my head, and that was what I thought you guys...
That's exactly what we're about. We produce the album.
And who owns the rights to the music?
You.
Continue to
Happy Birthday. You know that song, Happy Birthday?
Sure.
That somebody wrote that. And every time that that's used...
On cha-ching. Television.
Yeah, or on the radio. Not every time at a birthday party that someone sings it.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and that is a clip from the film Great World of Sound, a dark comedy about two Southern guys who get mixed up in the seedy underside of the music industry. They take jobs as talent scouts for a small record label, but end up extracting cash from the wide-eyed amateur musicians that audition for them. Joining us here in our Soundcheck studio are Craig Zobel. He's the director and co-writer of Great World of Sound, and Kenny Holliday, who is one of the stars of the film. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks
for having
us.
Craig, this is a funny film, but also, you know, kind of a sad one in many ways, talking about, at the end of the day, I guess, how much we want fame, the quest for fame in the music industry. What is the actual kind of the nut of this story here? What is the scam that's at the heart of Great World of Sound?
What this is about is it's called song sharking is the kind of the name of what the scam is. And it's a scam where people go to small towns, put ads in like local newspapers and penny saver type newspapers that say like, do you have what it takes to be famous? Do you have a music, like something that is coming out of you that you just need to express? And they get people to come in and audition, you know, like under the guise of saying that they are these A&R men looking for undiscovered talent out in the country. And then they convince them that for the right fee, they can re-record their demo, you know, and make them famous, basically.
So song sharking is the name of the scam. Was this done as kind of a reaction to a music industry where the tail often wags the dog? I'm thinking of things like American Idol, for example.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that this happens sort of in a lot of different industries as well. I think that the music industry is like now kind of like the most sort of obvious one, and that was what was appealing about it in a certain way.
So at a time where there is a much ballyhooed dysfunction in the music industry, this appeared to you to be the right time to kick an industry while it's down. So the two guys that we're talking about, Martin and Clarence, Kenny, you play Clarence. Does he know what he's getting into when he signs on early?
Absolutely not. Clarence reads a newspaper ad just like everybody in the movie that comes into this thing have read an ad in a newspaper whereby they are offered the opportunity to change their life. And Clarence says, you know, it looks like a pretty good deal to me. I'm working like four jobs. I got six kids and I can be a record producer. I'm going to check this out. And, you know, we don't even deal with the, the racial connotations of the whole thing. But in the movie, you know, he's the only black guy sitting in amongst all these white guys that have answered this ad. And he teams up with Martin and they make a match. And, you know, the personalities are different. The ages are different. But the energies, you know, just the energy of this thing, of the pursuit that people find fascinating.
So it's not just on the part of the people who are looking for their 15 minutes of fame. It's the people who think that they are providing.
There you go. So the guys that wind up being the activist of the scam, the sharking, are actually being sharked themselves by the major sharks. Yeah. So it's a real food chain that we're watching here.
The film is called Great World of Sound. And in this clip, Kenny, your character, Clarence, is talking to your partner, Martin. This is early on in their decision to go down this road together.
I'm liking a lot of the things that they're saying.
Well, there was a couple times. Now, I said, how can that be right? But then they will show you, see, how they working with a whole new idea. And like, they innovated that idea and come up with their deal. You need a job, you need a job.
Well, right? You gotta do something, right?
You damn skippy. But I think I can even dig this, though, you know, because if you get the right people, they blow up, we even get big. I ain't talking myself out of nothing.
A little bit of Craig Zobel's film Great World of Sound, which opens on the 14th. Craig is here with us, along with Kenny Holiday, who plays the role of Clarence, along with Martin. They are the two guys who are wandering around the South auditioning various folks. And there have been, Craig, other films, Salesman, for example, which have explored the kind of moral quandaries that people in these positions find themselves in. But I read somewhere that you might have a little bit of more family-oriented inspiration for making this film.
Yeah, that's right. I was kind of introduced to the idea of song sharking, or like that even existed, from my father, who was an AM DJ, actually, and had moved down to Atlanta, Georgia, to be with my mother, and at the time couldn't get a job in radio. There wasn't any openings, you know, at the time when he moved down there, and he ended up in a situation where he was decided to become a talent scout for this like indie record label, and you know, went on the road, and then after a time period, like, realized, like, oh wait, we're not giving people these 7 inches that we say we are. We're not even recording them in some of the, you know, in some of the situations, and bailed out. But like, that was kind of like how I was introduced to the
So your dad was Martin?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So you had someone that you could go to make sure that you got this all right.
Yeah, it was amazing the amount of stories he told me. But awesome, yeah.
Now, the auditions, the whole thing, it's shot as if it's a document. I mean, it all looks real. I mean, it really does look like a kind of very poorly produced American Idol ripoff. How much you and the cast were saying was actually scripted, and how much were you allowed to depart from the script and just go with it?
We did 72 to 75, I don't know the exact number, different acts. And those acts range from single people to full heavy metal bands coming into that room. So the deal was kind of like, you know, let's make a deal or something like that. You never knew what was going to be on the other side of that door. And that was the joy for us. All we'd get is a little piece of paper with a name on there and basically what that band was. And then when we went in there to deal with them, the objective is the same, but you have to contour every pitch to what is on the other side of that door.
To jump in, what Kenny's saying is it about 50% of it was actually improvised, is what he's referring to. We had actual people like come in.
Right, because you couldn't tell him exactly what to say when he didn't know who was going to walk through the door next.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's listen to a little montage of some of the bands that auditioned for the characters of Martin and Clarence during the course of the making of the film. The film opening today, actually, called Great World of Sound.
And she leaves with a feeling of astonishment. Most every day.
So the characters of Clarence and Martin are holding auditions in hotel rooms, and those are some of the sounds that they had to respond to. Kenny Holiday plays the character of Clarence in the film, Great World of Sound. It was directed and co-written by Craig Zobel. And Craig, at some point, you've made a film about a scam, you know, song sharking, trying to, you know, bilk people who are in it just because they believe in the music that they're doing. At some point, though, you're getting these people in. I mean, these are real people who are in it because they feel they have something to express. How did you avoid song sharking the people that you drew in for this?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, we were, I think, all, and Kenny, you know, like, I think you agree with me. We were all very kind of very sensitive about that whole situation the entire time. And so you know, we would, after having them perform, you know, discuss the sort of the history of the scam in general and like what our film was about in specific and like what we hoped, you know, like it would say about this thing, and just ask them to participate and you know, like answer as many questions and be as sincere as possible, really. It was really cool because just recently, last week, I went down and showed the film to a lot of the musicians that played, and we actually had set up a show where a bunch of them actually played like a live music show afterwards, which was really great, and it was great to see everybody again and to, like, you know, get everyone's feedback on the film.
So the people knew what they were getting into before they got into it.
Well, in some of the situations, yes, and in some of the situations, no. I mean, they knew, they would come in sometimes not knowing initially that they were being part of a movie and would actually think they were auditioning for Pat and Kenny as record salesmen, record executives, you know. And but then we would at some point stop and discuss the you know, like I said, the history of songs it was.
Okay. Kenny, this is a return to acting for you after many years on TV, three seasons with Matlock and other appearances. You played the great clarinetist Sidney Bechet in the Josephine Baker story. You're now an evangelist minister, though. So how did you feel about taking on this particular kind of character?
Well, actually, an evangelist minister on extended sabbatical. I was out of the industry basically for about 10 years. I really wasn't out. I've never lost touch. I did a series of gospel musicals. I did intermittent television appearances. I did a lot of stage stuff. But one of the things about that period of hiatus away from Hollywood and New York is that you get to recharge your batteries with life experiences that are not tainted on show business. There's a lot of real living. I traveled the world. I was all over China, Southeast Asia, Africa, South America, the Caribbean, Canada, all over the United States. So there's a lot of experiences that I was able to garner during that time, which I was able to utilize in this movie, because you're drawing in improvisation, you're drawing on your experiences.
And is there a vast difference between being a minister who's kind of winging it in front of the congregation and sitting there next to Pat Healy and having these musicians come in and having to respond to them?
Well, the only common denominator is that I ask Jesus in the morning to let me have a good day.
All right, Craig Zobel, the director of Great World of Sound. Not all of the musicians are, you know, quote-unquote real people from the South. You had a couple of ringers.
Exactly, yeah.
One of whom is a young girl who sings a bizarre new national anthem. Tell us where this came from.
This was kind of born out of one of the ideas that one of the stories that my dad told me. He had actually like interviewed a woman when he was like touring around who was trying to rewrite the national anthem, and I just thought that was kind of an amazing thing, and especially like certainly in our more, you know, modern day, where I think that it was even more fascinating that someone would want to do that. And so George Smith, the co-writer, and I you know, like sat down and George actually like hammered out the lyrics to a new national anthem.
I asked my teacher why some people die. She said they die for songs. It's how they know they belong. I mean, for lyrics that were just hammered out on the set, the idea of dying for a song is a pretty potent one, especially in the context of this film.
Yeah, well, yeah, certainly. I mean, and like I said, it wasn't necessarily like before. It was, you know, we like sat down and thought about like what, you know, kind of what song should be. But we just thought it was a sort of an appropriate way to.
And it becomes the sort of the tipping point for the character of Martin. Clarence is still going down his little path off on his own there for at least a little further. But it is a key point in the film. The film is called Great World of Sound. It is a funny but sad look at the quest for fame in the music industry. First-time director Craig Zobel and veteran actor Kenny Holiday have been with us on Soundcheck. Guys, the movie opens tonight. Good luck with it. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
One of the musicians in the film, actually one of the actresses playing a musician in the film, sings a Joanna Newsom song as her audition, the song Clam Crab Cocky Cowrie, a cockle cowrie. Here is Joanna Newsom's original version of that song, and when we continue, we will have a live performance by the Balkan-influenced rock band Beirut. Do you ever cringe at the sound of someone warbling the national anthem, the real one, off-key? Monday on the show, the latest research on perfect pitch and tone deafness. The results may surprise you. This is Soundcheck. Oh, and I watch you go. There are some mornings when the sky looks like a road. There are some dragons who were built to have and hold, and some machines are dropped from great heights.